Colleagues, good afternoon. In the Bryansk region, in the Belgorod and the Kursk region, the estimate of the following events must be provided, and it will be done. But the most important thing right now is to address the relevant issues that are unfolding at this moment and based on the estimates of the situation as it unfolds in the future. Now, the priority for us is for the Ministry of Defense to drive the enemy out of our territories and working together with the border forces to make sure that our state borders are safely secured. The Federal Security Service, together with the Russian Guard, with Rosgvardia, must engage in a counter-terrorist operation and fight the groups of the enemy, and Rosgvardia has its own missions at hand as well. Now, civilian agencies must make sure that our troops are provided with everything that's necessary. I'm not going to list everything, but transportation, in the industry, construction, medicine, and financial matters, all this must be addressed. Now, the heads of the corresponding regions must prioritize. The main goal is to support our people that require help and protection. Now, before we move on to work and give the floor to the speakers, I'd like to say a few words more. Now, it seems obvious right now why the Kyiv regime refused our proposals to go back to a peaceful resolution. And just also why they denied any peaceful intermediaries from engaging in this conversation. The Ukrainian government is following the will of the West and its masters in the West. It's the West that's fighting us using the hands of the Ukrainians. They're trying to improve their negotiating positions in the future, but what negotiations could we even talk about with people who are attacking civilians, civilian infrastructure, or trying to create threats for nuclear industry facilities? What is there to even talk about with them? Now, number two, operations like these have a military goal to stop our troops from fully liberating the Donetsk and Lugansk territories in Novorossiya. Now, what do we see happening on the front lines, on the line of contact? In fact, the speed at which our forces, our troops are progressing in those areas is, in fact, almost 1.5 times higher than before. Our troops are advancing. And one more obvious goal of the enemy is to sow dissent in our society, to threaten people, to make them afraid, to shatter the unity of our society, to try to attack us politically. But even in that respect, we have a response too. We see that our people are supporting one another, they're supporting their armed forces, and we see that more and more volunteers are coming to join our soldiers, our men who are fighting with arms in their hands, to defend their motherlands. We see more and more contracts being signed by people wishing to join the military. Now, the Kyiv regime is not only perpetrating a crime against us, against national law, but they're in fact on a path to destroy their own Ukrainian people. The losses of the Ukrainian armed forces have been increasing dramatically, including among the most battle-ready groups of Ukrainian armed forces that they are sending to our borders. Now, the enemy will be thwarted, and the goals that we have set will certainly be met. Now, let's move on to work. First off, I'd like to give the floor to the heads of the regions. Let's start with the Bryansk region. You have the floor now. Good afternoon, Mr. President. Today, the situation in the Bryansk region is stable, just as it was a month ago. As we can see from the amount of shelling and fire that we see, about 90 per week. I'd like to say that over the past few days, we see more and more attempts to attack the civilian population. Shelling is targeting the civilian population. We see people being attacked, their houses being destroyed, buses and cars. So anything that's being damaged or destroyed, we reimburse those losses to the people. Now, our enforcement agencies are analyzing the situation, and we work with the civilians. We provide them opportunities to evacuate if they want, if they feel threatened. But so far, we haven't seen anyone doing that. Now, we have special facilities prepared for over 1,500 people should they need special housing or evacuation or temporary residence. All of these facilities are now placed at least 50 kilometers from the threatened areas. So, as for all the other areas, everything is ready, everything is mobilized, all the other issues have been addressed, including financing. And thank you. Now, one more thing. It's evident to us that the enemy is going to try to destabilize the situation in the border regions in order to destabilize the situation in the country as a whole. So even if right now in the Bryansk region everything is stable and calm, it doesn't mean that it is going to stay that way going forward. So I'd like you to treat this issue very seriously and work with the Federal Security Agency and other agencies to address any of the matters that you need to address to prepare for such eventualities. All of this must be prepared to... all of these matters must be addressed. Do you hear me? Yes, of course. Now, let's go on to the Belgorod region. Good afternoon, Mr. President. Colleagues, over the past few days, we've seen the situation in Belgorod improve compared to the first quarter of 2024. There were only two missile strikes against Belgorod. Overall, in the border region, the situation is dramatically worse. In fact, we see a much higher number of shellings by artillery and, of course, the multiple launch rocket systems. We've seen an increase in the number of residential areas being harmed or attacked.